The canal at Sydney Wharf is a busy boatyard, and it was even busier in the early 1800s when the canal was thriving. Always a busy place, there were once warehouses, wharves, stables, and a blacksmith's serving the canal and the mooring places for the packet boats. If you wanted a high-speed trip to Bradford-on-Avon in the 1830s, you could catch one of these flies or packet boats. These fast, streamlined boats, pulled by two horses, had priority on the canal. The journey to Bradford-on-Avon was made in under 90 minutes. High-speed transport for the times.
What do you think, my dear? I am to fly away on a packet.
What on earth do you mean, Louisa dear?
A gentleman friend, come into a great deal of money, is going to take me on the packet boat along the canal all the way to Bradford-on-Avon. Well, what do you think?
And which boat is this?
Why, the Swallow, of course. You must have heard of it. The very best in the fleet, Fanny dear. We shall be travelling first class, of course. There! What excitement, eh? Oh, and did you know, Fanny, there will be an orchestra on board, and the finest refreshments will be served, and, oh, well, dear, what pleasures are to come.
But you must be careful, Louisa. Mind you don't lose your hat.
Oh, I shall hold on tight, my dear.
What time do you depart?
6 o'clock by the Abbey Bell, prompt.
So you are joining the best society.
What can you mean?
Just imagine all those dashing hussars, languishing eyes, fine wines and soft music.
Oh?
And they say that two horses, one behind the other, are whipped along by a dashing rider. And then there are the wonders of the Dundas Aqueduct flashing past.
Yes, I suppose so.
And that you will arrive at Bradford-on-Avon in less than 2 hours.
2 hours?
2 hours. Imagine the speed, my dear.
Yes, the speed.
They say the boats plough through the waters like a rampaging leviathan. And what's more...
Fanny!
Yes?
I've become quite nervous. Would you consider accompanying me? I'm sure my gentleman friend would not object.
I would consider it my duty, my dear.
Oh, Fanny... You are such a dear friend.
Oh, my dear, I thought you would never ask.